I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. The news for Libya is extremely positive for the fighting. The President of the United States, according to the most recent news from the White House and released around the world, the President of the United States has approved the beginning of unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, that's Predators, for Libya airstrikes. The missions have not started yet. This is very significant because those UAVs are very effective against small units such as the Gaddafi Mercenary Army. This also means that the U.S. is back in the combat air patrol business, no longer a support role to an extremely overextended and overtaxed NATO. Anne Marlow of Hudson Institute is in Benghazi, which is the capital of the rebellion, the free people of Libya right now, looking to take back their original capital, Tripoli. Anne is in Benghazi, 1,000 kilometers to the east of Tripoli. She is with two women who are participating in the rebuilding of civil society in Benghazi and in Libya. We will meet them in due order, Amal and Danya Bogegas. And a very greetings to you in Benghazi. Bring us up to date on the news in the city these last 24 hours.
Great. Thank you, John. Yes, I'm sitting here in my usual evening haunt, the Al Jazeera Internet Cafe, with Amal Bogegas and her daughter, Danya. And something very dramatic is actually happening outside the cafe. We just saw a demonstration going by with some of the usual shots into the air because a ship is arriving in the port about 300 meters from here, carrying the remains of Tim Hetherington and Chris Humas, who was just killed very tragically in Misrata yesterday. So their remains are headed back here, and there will be a memorial for them this evening at 11:30 our time at the five-star hotel here, the Tibesti Hotel. Now, you know, their deaths have served to raise the profile of the situation in Misrata, where up to 1,000 Libyans, mainly civilians, are believed to have been killed in the past weeks. You know, information being tough to come by because the city is besieged and the promised humanitarian corridor has not yet been opened. I did talk to someone today, Isam Giriani, who is the husband of the cousin of Amal Bogegas, and he said that a corridor had been opened up to the Tunisian border in the western mountains, which raises some hope, both of civilians escaping the fighting and weapons being brought in to the Free Libya fighters in the west. But the big news from over here is Misrata, Misrata, Misrata. I've been talking to various women, both in the council and in the orbit around them. One of them is a lawyer, Amal Bogegas, is going to join us in a few minutes and talk about her view of the role of women in the revolution and the situation here, the general situation here. What I can say is had some very interesting discussions today with a number of women, one of whom only wanted her first name used, Amina, who heads a charitable organization here. She has a master's degree from the University of Northern Colorado in her early 50s. And she was saying that the situation of women in the 1970s was much better than it is today in Libya. You had girls walking around in, you know, knee-length dresses, many, many women without headscarves, men and women associating freely at the universities. Then what happened is Gaddafi cracked down on some quite harmless student protests and started hanging people in public. And two students at her university, Garunas University, were hanged in public She still remembers their names, Omar Daboob and someone, Ben Saud, who I didn't quite get. And that was in 1977. And after that, the many people wanted their girls, their daughters, to avoid the university. It became a dangerous situation. You had fewer women going to university. The women who went there didn't stay to socialize. They went to class. They went home. Civil society started to weaken. You know, Gaddafi instituted a climate of fear. And one of the things that Amal will be able to tell you about is I don't think Americans, and certainly I was not aware of how many killings Gaddafi did among his own people. We knew that Gaddafi was dangerous to other people. He was dangerous to America. He was dangerous to Westerners, and he was dangerous to Libyans living in Europe who he would assassinate. But we didn't understand that he routinely hanged people in public here. There were executions on television. That instituted a terrible climate that led to the situation ultimately of a population that was afraid to dissent. And that's why many of the people who made this revolution, like Amal, who's sitting beside me, were very surprised at how many people came out and how quickly the situation turned into a demand for regime change. So my suggestion is to put Amal on without any further ado have her talk about her experience here.
Excellent. Please pass the phone. This is Anne Marlowe of the Hudson Institute, and I introduce Amal.
Hello.
Amal Bogegas. Amal, a very good greetings to you in Benghazi. Anne introduces your remarks about civil society in Benghazi. What can you tell us about the reorganization of your lives since the February Revolution?
Since the February Revolution, now we are trying to have a role in the political situation here in Libya, because before, women and everybody, not only women, all the civilian people, all the people who are not from al-Gaddafi family or from al-Gaddafi troop, they don't have any political role in Libya. The only political roles are for al-Gaddafi families. And especially women, they don't have any role in the political. And really, it is for everybody. So now we are looking to have our voice in the political matters. And you see, especially now, even in the National Council, and this is now the political phase to the new Libya, we have already a woman there in the council, and we are looking to have our political role in the future, and we will do this. And really, today there is a hope in Libya and all this sadness, because tomorrow Mr. John McCain is coming here to visit Benghazi and to visit us in the court and to see everything. And really, we feel great, you know, to America. And we want to have a role in this world.
Amal,
because 42 years, yes.
Amal, I understand that you have a brother in Massachusetts. Is that correct?
Yes, and he is very active as a political against al-Gaddafi. He's Mr. Mohammed Bogegas. So I'm sending him my regards from Benghazi. And I hope he can come back to Libya again. Because now maybe about 30 years he is abroad, because he is again still Gaddafi. And I think he is very well known in the political society in the States.
And in your conversations with your brother, have you learned from him things about what you want for the new Libya? Are you what you want in the new constitution? Have you started to think about that, Amal?
Really, we are planning now to have the new constitution. We are insisting to have a democracy. Maybe it will be a different democracy than the European democracy. It will suit Libya, but it is a real democracy. This is what we are looking for. we want them to have their role in life, you see, and in the political society. And I think we will do better, you know. We are looking for a new Libya. We want the chances to our children. We want education, God's help. This is what we were looking for, you know. And I think we will do this because now we have the right people who are leading this revolution.
Amal, may I speak
this
with you?
This is what... Yes.
May I speak with your daughter? I understand your daughter Danya is there as well.
Yes, yes. I'm a lawyer, and my daughter Danya, she is studying law. And really, we were working before. I'm a lawyer for more than 30 years now in Libya, but we were missing our political role. We don't have any effect on the life in Libya.
Right.
We don't have any effect at all, yes.
Is Danya with you, Amal?
Yes, she is with me.
Can she speak to me? Can she take the phone, please?
Yes, she can speak to you. She is our youth, and this is what we are looking for, you know, new future for the youth.
Right. May I speak with her, please?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Danya. Greetings. This is Danya Bogegas, her mother, Amal. And you, I understand you have an uncle in Massachusetts. Is that correct, Danya?
Yes, that's correct. His name is Mohammed Bogegas.
Have you been in touch with him?
And I never see...
Have you been in touch
no,
with him since February? No.
No, I have seen him only once in my life when I was three years old. Oh, and after that, I never seen him before. It's only that once.
Right. And can you describe what it is to be a young person in Benghazi today?
It's better. It's better than before because we can speak louder and we can speak whatever comes to in our mind. And we can speak without being afraid if Gaddafi came and take us from our families. So we're not afraid anymore. We speak loud, we speak straight to him, and we are saying to him, please go away and let us live freely and happy. Because at this time, I really felt like I'm real Libyan. Only at this time. I never felt that I'm really a good citizen and a free Libyan before in Gaddafi's regime time. Now I can feel that I'm a free Libyan and a happy Libyan.
Danya, are you in school now, Danya?
No, actually, the schools are all closed right now because we're afraid that maybe Gaddafi can come and really destroy the school. So we're afraid to people.
I see.
To be hurt. And
so how are young people getting? What do you do during the day for the young people who are not in school?
Today we're all going to association and we're giving our help to people that injured and we can and we are all in a newspaper and we're trying to speak to to foreign newspaper.
Right.
And most of my age are in really in different activities.
Right.
To help Libya.
Danya, your English is very good. Where did you learn it?
At school that teaches English, I've learned.
Where is your school? Where was your school before? In Benghazi?
Yes, in Benghazi. I've learned English in Benghazi, in my school. And it's called Nur Maharis.
I see. Well, they taught you very well. You have no accent whatsoever. You talk like an American.
That's good. Can I say hi to my uncle? I want to say hi to him and to his, and my little nephew.
Of course.
And his little son.
Of course.
I only want to say hi to him.
You just did.
Right.
Yes, you did. Thank you, Danya.
Yeah, right.
Let me speak to Anne, please.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you. Yes.
And the final comment is, how old is Danya?
Danya's 19.
She has a great American accent.
Yeah, she does. She speaks really, really well. I mean, almost no accent.
Right. She's been hanging out with you and Marlo of the Hudson Institute in Benghazi with Amal and Danya Bogegas, and their uncle Mohammed Bogegas is in Massachusetts in our listening audience. The news is that John McCain is expected in Benghazi. We'll see if that's confirmed. And the bigger news is that the ship carrying Tim Hetherington and Chris Hondros, the two photographers, one of them an Oscar-nominated documentary filmmaker, has arrived in Benghazi for a tribute. They were killed in action in Misrata, which is well to the west of where Anne is, by the Gaddafi mercenary army sometime in the last 24 hours. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show.